to trying to contain a guy like Steven Stamkos? I know they're not a one-line hockey team anymore, but just Stamkos with the 5 goals out of the gate here.
The skills are always a challenge when you have somebody that's just special in certain areas, either really unusual speed, really unusual shot. But where it gets to be a bigger challenge is when you add experience to it. So he's been in the league now, and he's got the experience, and he knows when to finish his checks. He's quite a bit more physical as a player than when he came into the league. So he's now leading then on the ice. He can tell when his team needs a push, and he gets on the body a little quicker and harder. Yeah, the shot, obviously, but we all know that's coming. So we have experience, too, in terms of the league trying to shut that down. But now you've got a guy that's kind of right in his prime, I think. He's physically very strong, got great speed, good shot, knows when to drive a team a certain way. Just a real powerful leader.
You were in the same position as John Cooper a while back. How challenging is it when you get to the final and lose, where you know you still have this short summer, but you don't get the parade or any of that stuff? They're off to a good start, but what are some of the biggest challenges a coach faces in that situation?
Well, I think their situation's a little different. We kind of came out of the woods to do that, to get to the final, and kind of looked at our group the next year and said, how the hell are we going to get back into the playoffs? But I think you see it with a lot of teams that are at that, where they believe the top end. That's a long calendar ahead of them, right? So 82 games, they know they're a good enough team, they're getting there. They want to get into those right habits and feel good. They've got enough talent and enough skill that even if they're not at the top end of their game right out of the gate, they're still going to win enough hockey games. So I think probably managing the distance between the start of the season and to the end of the season for a lot of those teams is a challenge.
Obviously, it's early. How would you describe the start that Nikolaj Ehlers has had for you?
Pleased with it. Pleased with his training camp. Pleased with his start. And we've played some playoff teams here in the last few games. His ability to handle some of those things. He's doing his best to pick up the defensive parts of the game, not just the way we defend or the systems that we run, there's a learning curve to that. This is a completely different game than anything he's seen before, right? So whether it's junior hockey or European hockey, the speed it's played at, the size of the guys you're playing against. So there's a lot of things that he's just going to learn. Again, experience. The experience that Steve Stamkos now has as an elite player. Nick's going to learn over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years what he can get away with and what he can't. And it's just going to take him some time. But I'm pleased with, at least is not the right set of words. I'm pleased with his interest in it.
Paul, I recall you saying not that long ago one of your biggest challenges this year was going to be to find enough minutes for the guys on the right side of your defense.
Yep.
So how are you doing on that?
We're pretty good. We're at the 20s. That's a good number for him. I think as a group defensively, we've got places that we can get better. All three of them would like to play more, very probably. But there's nobody playing 15 minutes there that thinks they should play 25. So I think we've handled it pretty well.
So are they asking you to play more? Are you standing behind that bench at times going, well, I probably should do it? What are the temptations there in the first 6 games?
There's no temptations in keeping anybody happy. We want to make sure that they're playing at a level that we think they're capable of playing at. So, you know, if a guy is not playing right where you want him to be, the first thing I guess you'd ask is he out of a rhythm? But these three were here last year, so this isn't something that started new in training camp. They played some, you know, after Tyler came here, we played some pretty darn good hockey, and then so I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about those three guys' minutes. I really don't. We'll play them a little bit more if their game, if they're going. They're going to get closer to that 24, 25 minutes. If all three of them are going, it's going to be pretty close to 20 minutes. So I they're on the team. They're well paid. And two of them are veteran guys. They just deal with it. It's a good problem.
You go back to the end of last year, your win against Tampa in Tampa. It was a pretty important game for you.
Right.
First of all, how did you win? What did your team do that night? How were you able to beat them?
We gave up very little. I'm going to say 16 shots against.
How did you do
know
that?
What that night, I haven't checked it, but you tell me. It's got to be pretty
I don't know
close.
That, but it was you limited
do you know what the number
sure.
is?
16 exactly.
Oh, that's pretty good. So I know that, I know going into that, and I know that we had some injuries. Brian Little wasn't in the lineup. Lowry was between Frolik and Ladd.
And
Stafford would have been playing with Scheif and Wheeler, and we would have had Jimmy Slater in the three hole and Eric O'Dell in the four hole that night.
Postma played for the first time. Your lineup was, with, your lineup was diminished.
With half an ankle and a sunburn. So it was a, it was, it, he played great. So, but you know what? We had, I would put that game in its importance right there with the Nashville game just prior to that. Our lineup was beat up and we had lost key guys. And, you know, I talked to Roddy Brindamore at the draft and he said, I loved watching your team at the end because just when I was sure there was no way you could, you were done, you'd find a way to win that next one. I thought the Nashville game and the Tampa game were the two big games. But the biggest part of that was that Andre Pavlik had a 2-1 game on the road at the end of it because he'd come off the St. Louis game and then we went into Florida and Hutch had played and he needed to go back in. And that, for me, was the start. That's when things. And we ran, I think, the next four games after that, we won because of our goaltender. But we played hard, but that lineup said we were back into the teeth of really good teams. Our goaltender was really good.
The team play that night, though, was key to limiting right. them to that to those right. 16 shots. Is that accurate?
Yes.
So is it instructive for you to with this group to say, we played this way against them last year, if we play that way again, well, you know, we can have success? Or is it a different group and a different style? And
no, we're taking pieces. We're not going so specific. So that game, it'll be different tomorrow night. I think the first game that we played against Tampa, the shots might have been something like 42-27. We got beat 4-5-2, and they crushed us off the rush. And we had generated an awful lot, I thought, in that game and didn't give up a whole lot, but the quality of the chances were in the back of the net. It's true of our game. We are trying to play that game every single night, that solid defensive game. But we have different kinds of players here as well, so we also want to do some other things offensively. So we're focused on the balance.
Is the sample size too small to talk about the goal differential, goals for, goals against right now?
We'll put the same weight on that as we will on the shots for, shots against. So if we're going to be really, really pleased about our differential, then we have to be really concerned about our shots for and our shots against. So I'll say I'm not overly jacked up about our differential and I'm not overly concerned yet about our shots for and against. We chart shots differently. We don't put as much stock into the very low percentage shots. And we put a lot more concern about the higher percentage shots. Our numbers aren't right where we want them to be.
Are you giving up too many of those, I don't know what you call them, red zone or whatever. Are you giving up too many
more
of those right now?
More than we'd like. Yeah. We're also getting a lot more. So we'd like to trade a bit of that.
So last year, like we kept asking you early on, because you couldn't score early on last year, was your focus on defense affecting right. your offense? And then this year you put in some youth and some new talent. Is that push for a little more offense, is it affecting your defense? Or is it too early to tell?
There may be a piece to it, but not enough that I'm going to pull back on that. Because we have a place that we've got to get to, right? So we need to be a better defensive team than we are right now. And I don't think that we have to sacrifice the two. I didn't think that our offense was being pulled back by our defense last year because we were just trying to be aggressive all over the ice and learn how to be aggressive all over the ice. That hasn't changed for us. We are allowing for more carry-in opportunities. And we've had some pucks come back at us into our net. We're also getting our D up the ice, and we've had 2 3-on-1 goals that you didn't see in the past. But we're not going to take our team and say we're dumping everything and we can't make plays. We're a better team than that. We want to be able to do both. We want to be able to use the skill sets that we have. And keep in mind, I mean, we don't have a 50-goal guy on our roster right now. There's nobody in our room that scored 50 or 40. So we still have to grind a bunch of these pucks to the back of the net. But we think we can make some plays, and we think that we can figure out a way to be damn good defensively. I think a lot of the defensive concerns at this start of the year is that it's the Christmas day of the first 15 days, for 15 games, right? Everybody's scoring 50. This is going to be the year. I'm going to break it out. It's awesome. I'm flying. And then game of 15, they're going, well, maybe I'm only scoring 30 this year. And as we get to reality, we damn well better grind this thing out because it only matters. My numbers aren't good. We got to win. So you slide to that. Every team kind of slides to that as the year goes on.
Lad's numbers aren't soaring right now, but you've watched the video. How's he playing?
He's playing like that line that has, you know, like each guy has a piece. They all do something a little bit differently. He's doing his kind of piece right now. Blake's been very consistent. I look at those guys as a line. So I didn't love their first two games, but now they're back. And whether he puts numbers up or not, we'll look at those three guys because I asked them to do the dual role, you know, until really Adam Lowry comes out and becomes that dominant guy to shut other teams down. Brian's line has to do both for us. So I look at them as a group. I rarely look at their numbers to decide how they're playing. I look at that over and under number. I'd like it to see it be a little bit over than under. So probably like our team. He's probably playing exactly like our team. There's some really good spots in there, and there's just some spots we need to get better. Okay.